We all know that it is easy to criticize. It takes a true leader to solve problems. COVID-19, while others criticized without solutions, President Trump's swift action saved lives.
And is leading. You are now listening to the show that's going to change your life. The Rob Diddy Podcast, presented by GainsMedia.com.
Oh, yes, it is indeed another episode of the Rob Diddy Podcast. What is going on? Today, we got to go. We got to get it. Let's get after it. And all of the hype up expressions you can possibly think of. First and foremost, once again, thank you for the continued listenership and those who have shared. Even if you subscribed, listen one time and just ignore it. But I've noticed some of you have continued to listen. So I want to say thank you for your support and the hope that we can achieve great things together. Now, today we're going to go into sports, little current events, maybe a little politics. Seems those episodes draw on a higher listenership. It seems people want me to give opinions they either disagree with or they agree with. But hey, ain't nothing to it, baby. As always, you can find the show notes, the articles that I am talking about on GainsMedia.com. I will post a CliffsNotes/links to what I am discussing. And as always, for anything I produce, check out at GainsMedia on all social media platforms, except Instagram, where it's at GainsMedia1. So I guess if this was a cable news show, this would be my monologue, my opener. I guess we should learn to put in some kind of a music or something in there, like the Judge Jeanine, like intros or something of that nature. So, where are we going to open today? Let us open with sports. That's right. There was big controversy this week as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers star quarterback and the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, made a joking reference to Julian Edelman while on a Zoom call with other celebrities, including such Boston luminaries as Mark Wahlberg, that Julian should come to the Bucs. Meanwhile, Tom Brady's jersey is the number one selling jersey in all of the NFL. In fact, the Buccaneers have went from number 28 on Fanatics jersey sales to number one, the biggest increase of any team ever. Just goes to show you how great Tom Brady is. And people in the Boston area still picked up his jersey. Crazy, right? I have never owned a Matt Stafford jersey. And I guarantee you, I will not buy a Rams Matt Stafford jersey, even though he was great here. I do not care that much. That's just because to show you how great Brady was. Also, Stafford gave us zero championships. Stafford also probably could end up sucking terribly. He could be garbage in LA, or he could win a Super Bowl, make us all sneak this and hate on him like the jealous haters that we are as Detroit sports fans. I mean, come on, Matt, you couldn't give us a championship, but you're gonna go out there and give it your all in Los Angeles when you had the greatest receiver of all time. Sure, you didn't have a running game, never had actually really good defense. You had one quality coach, Jim Caldwell, who should have never been fired. And probably never should have had Bob Quinn as the GM. Man, where we could have been. It was a good team. Those teams of 2017 and around then. Incredible Lions teams. But apparently Julian Edelman, to sum it up, I guess it would be like if Calvin Johnson and Matt Stafford, like if Calvin Johnson suddenly came out of retirement and went to play for the Rams, Julian Edelman leaving Boston after retiring to go to the Bucs, a la Rob Gronkowski. I guess it could be considered the same type of ordeal. What's going to happen? Brandon Pettigrew comes out of retirement and goes to play with the Rams. Will it be other great failed receivers? Nate Burleson has a great career post-crashing cars with pizzas in them. Who the hell am I thinking of? There is a white wide receiver. I'm going to think of it. It'll come to me randomly. It was like Chris Durham. But there was another one. Not like Bill Schrader. I'm not going back that far. All right. So next on the agenda, as I fail to remember, man, there was, maybe I'm getting it mixed up with the John Kitna era. Remember like when John Kitna was a Lion and they had all those failed random wide receivers in? I feel like we've always picked up like one or two white wide receivers past their prime. Danny Amendola. It wasn't him. Maybe it was Danny Amendola. Maybe I'm just mixing it up. But there's always like some person we get who's always past their damn prime. We always get these shitty receivers. And except for we get tremendous draft hits like Calvin Johnson and Kenny Galladay. Or we pick up other people's garbage like Marvin Jones, who's good. Marvin Jones and Golden Tate actually were good picks. They worked out pretty damn well.
American who wants the vaccine can get the vaccine. And that means that at this point, there is no scientific justification for any mask mandate anywhere. It's that simple.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. So realistically, I get indoors with the recycled air, like gyms, we still need to have some mask mandates because we can't actually kill 100% of the virus inside. Outside, there's absolutely no reason to wear a mask. Secondly, I want to, again, encourage you as I get my second vaccine dose in a week that if you feel comfortable and if you feel that it is in your best interest to get vaccinated so that the faster we get this done and everyone gets the vaccine, the sooner we can go back to working out without fucking face mask on. Hate that shit. It's like literally someone putting a hand over my mouth when I'm working out. My cardiovascular endurance has dropped. I've lost some of my muscular gains. Put on a little extra fat. But it's okay. I'm going to burn it off by working out outside. And so this corrupt, crooked Gretchen Whitmer wises the fuck up and drops these stupid mandates. And according to, as I mentioned yesterday, the No BS podcast with Charlie Effin LaDuff, Whitmer has actually dropped by over 30% in her approval ratings since pre-pandemic. That's right, my friends. Everything I was saying all along and people were calling me crazy for is actually happening. Whitmer is losing pole position, and that is also why, yes, why, her decisions versus the mask and versus Republican decisions across the country that she had clashed with all along are now changed. And also why now she refuses to do anything overly aggressive and asks for people to do things voluntarily, because Whitmer doesn't want to become a one-term governor, much like her one-term president that she lived off battling, Donald J. Trump. Think about it. When it's the last, as far back as we haven't had a one-term president, and we could think of George H.W. Bush, when is the last time Michigan had a one-term governor? John Engler had three terms. Granholm, two. Schneider, two. Schneider had two, and there was a water crisis. Whitmer, one term. Let's make it happen, baby. Could you imagine that after all that hard work that Whitmer did to get Trump out of office and Sleepy Joe into office, if Gretchen Whitmer becomes the first one-term governor in recent Michigan history? Maybe the damn roads will finally get fixed. Just maybe. It's horrible when you're driving down pothole-filled roads. Freeways where there's so many bumps that your car jumps up and down. Maybe you're too rich to experience that because you have a brand new car. Maybe you have been thriving during the pandemic because you've worked somewhere where businesses picked up. But for the rest of us who had setbacks during the pandemic and have had to drive cheaper cars, we felt things on a freeway we've never experienced before due to the deteriorating roads. Then, one thing we're going to start doing is every week, since a lot of people do listen for my political takes, and I have mentioned my desire to criticize the media, we're going to start a Fox News primetime top five list for who we think should get the shift of that beautiful 7 p.m. Tucker Swanson Carlson lead-in role. Somebody's got to be his hype man. Maria? Nah, I'm not down with her. I want Lawrence Jackson all day. Give me Lawrence Jackson or the king of satire. I can't think of his name now. Oh my God. I'm not going to edit this. Stein. Mark Stein. That's what it is. There was a guy named Ben who was completely boring. Not him. Not Tammy Bruce. Lawrence Jones, number one. Number two, Mark Stein. Number three, the gorgeous Lisa Ann Booth. I'd love for Kat Timpf to get it, but I don't think we could be that lucky. And number five, Pete Hegseth. All right. As of today, I've also listened to a lot more podcasts to try to learn some more knowledge, learn some more formatting, and learn how to do things just besides political podcasting. I've gone through some popular podcasts. I've reconnected with listening to the Drew and Mike podcast, which was my first podcast I ever fell in love with. One thing I do want to make abundantly clear. This is America. This is a free country. This is a country where you have the right to choose your own destiny for the most part. You have the right to choose if you put your kid on Adderall or not because he has ADHD. In this same great country, you must do what you feel comfortable doing when it comes to the COVID vaccine. You have the right to ask questions and wait. You cannot be forced into doing something you don't want to do. It's crazy, right? There are people in this world that want nothing more than to shun you and to force you into doing something. Who knows what could happen in the future? Who knows? So just keep that in mind. Be yourself. Always believe in your own decision-making ability and always trust your gut. I really want to make sure that I address this topic because it is of great importance, incredible importance to the society and culture of the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. That's right today, guys. This breakup was bigger than J-Lo and A-Rod, bigger than the fact Jennifer Lopez was clearly not on Alex Rodriguez level. Bigger than the fact Alex Rodriguez is a solid 12 and J-Lo is a 6. Just kidding. This is the biggest breakup since Jeff Bezos and that brunette bitch he was married to. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Bill and Melinda Gates have divorced. They have announced their split. The media mob has gone wild, knowing that the liberal icons who help finance such things as the COVID-19 virus vaccine and other liberal pet projects are now separated. I'm sure fake news Jake Tapper will suddenly drop down to his knees and weep openly. Don Lemon at CNN will open his show in a less celebratory turtleneck and cry over this epic breakup. Realistically, who gives a fuck? Fuck Bill Gates. Fuck Melinda Gates. Fuck Joe Biden. I'm just kidding on that one. But seriously, it does not affect our life. Just like the Bezos divorce did not affect our life. Melinda Gates now gets to go out and throw all his money at whatever cause she wants to, like all great liberal women do. Much like the Meghan Markle interview, this affects me nothing at all. No effect. No sadness. No pain. No worry. No angst. Because those two people are still richer than me and any girl I would ever marry. Think about it. They have more money, more access to things that we'll never, ever be able to achieve in our lives. Do I feel sad for them? Nah, because they probably spent tons of money on therapy and three ways with prostitutes, secretly considering it as tax write-offs, as charitable donations. And if Bill Gates went and hit up several COVID strip clubs and lived his best life and decided that's the way he wanted to go, more power to that nerd. That is all I got for today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking out the Rob Diddy podcast. And as always, at Gaines Media, at Rob Diddy, please subscribe/follow. It is free of charge. Please follow me on TikTok, at Gaines Media, at Rob Diddy, and Instagram and Twitter, at Gaines Media, /@GainesMedia1 and @RobDiddy. Have a good day.